It's time for Afternoon Sports with Coach Charles Jetmore. Brought to you by Carroll County Schools. Premier teachers, premier leaders, premier schools.
Folks, here are your basketball games for tonight. Holy Ground will have a middle school game followed by varsity girls and boys. And while I'm at it, I want to commend the fans at Holy Ground. In their game against Inspire, they not only celebrated their senior night, they also included the Inspire seniors. The fans cheered for both teams, and my sources tell me it was a pleasure to be in attendance. Bowden Middle School is at home today, and Bremen goes to Carrollton. The recreation scene has Harrelson County at home with 2 8-and-under boys games starting at 6 o'clock, and Temple hosting 10-year-old girls followed by 10-year-old boys. Today, I've asked Matt to give you insight into the future of Carrollton Trojan football. What you got for us, Matt?
Thank you, Coach. We look ahead to the 2020 year for the Carrollton Trojans, and we'll start first with their schedule. Moving to Class 6A brings the likes of Rome and Dalton, South Paulding, Paulding County, East Paulding, and don't forget Alexander Douglas County back in the mix for the Trojans. They'll open up the season on August 21st in the Corky Kell Classic and play Cedartown at Rome, and once again they'll play in the West Georgia Kickoff Classic as they take on the Noonan Cougars. You look at the offensive side of the ball, they return a bulk of their offense. However, the Trojan backfield takes a hit with the loss of Brandon Marinko, Mikos Todd, and Cody Brewer. But look for Miles Morris and Terrell Carmichael to have another big season for the Trojans.
Hey, Matt, are you going to tell us about the defense tomorrow?
Yes, we will take a look at the 2020 outlook for the Carrollton Trojan defense.
Thank you for listening to Local Afternoon Sports. This is Coach Charles Jetmore.
Afternoon Sports with Coach Jetmore. Brought to you by Carroll County Schools. Premier teachers, premier leaders, premier schools.